Welcome. It's actually Emily. Welcome to episode 15 of Nothing on the Radio.
Hello, everyone.
How's it going, Louis?
Good.
How are you today?
Really good.
That's good.
Sorry about last week, guys. We just weren't in the right headspace, and Em and I had a physical fight.
You made it seem like we did.
Nothing actually happened, but drama.
Yes.
Create drama. People get interested. People want to listen and hear what's going on. But no, we just weren't in the mood for it, pretty much. Had a lot going on. Couple of small changes. We're no longer doing the drawing of penises to represent numbers. We're maturing. As a podcast, episode 15, this is our maturing podcast.
Something's happened. It's been a change in the waters.
Well, we're no longer going to start with poo stories. So
no more penises, no more poo stories.
No, they could come up, but they're going to come up more naturally if there's a funny story rather than going out of
as
our
poo
way.
Does come up.
Yes, out, so straight naturally. Away. Straight away destroyed what I was trying to create. Let's get straight into some stuff we've been talking about for a few weeks, which is podcast beefs that we've been trying to create.
Yeah.
Now, one that you guys haven't heard of yet is that we tried to initiate an argument on YouTube with the DILF from Lego Masters.
The self-proclaimed DILF.
We just seemed to confuse him. We tried to get him on the show. He said no. There's better ways to get him on the show. We tried again. He didn't really know what was going on.
What's his actual name?
I can't.
We should do our research.
I don't know. It sort of sucked. Like after I started saying, I said, "Hey, what have you been saying about our show?" And he's like, "I have no idea what you guys are talking about." I realized we probably could have got him on the show if we went about it a better way.
Yeah.
But because we were fuckwits, that probably won't happen. Another one that's a bit more interesting is that our podcast beef with Mike from Married at First Sight has hit a crescendo. long-time listener. I thought he was a fan. But Scott Kirkman actually paid for Mike to send me a message. Now, Mike, I don't think at this stage knew which Louis he was sending it to. He proceeded to say, "Hey, Louis, heard you got a podcast that's struggling. So is mine." It's actually a really lovely message.
Yeah.
Look at it on our Facebook and our Instagram if you want to have a look at it. And yeah, proceeded to invite me to the Gold Coast.
Look,
I think it was an empty gesture though.
But we're going to
go there.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that a bit later on. Yeah. About if we did go and the social etiquette when it comes to visiting
yes.
people.
Because he only mentioned you, but I mean, there's two of us on this show.
Yeah, I have a shadow. Disgusting, burping, farting shadow, which we will talk about as well. Now, another thing that he's I then posted a message on Instagram and I said, "Hey, Mike, looks like the podcast beef is behind us."
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Love Big Dick Lou. And I think that's when he realized that we were the same people that were harassing him on YouTube a couple of weeks ago. He ended up pretty well. He seems to be up for a podcast beef, but I think being up for a podcast beef destroys the purpose of having a podcast beef. He was so friendly about it all. I feel really bad, actually.
But he was such an ass on the show. I don't understand.
Look, I've talked about this to people. He's the sort of guy that speaks his mind. Sometimes he's on the point. Sometimes he's a bit of a, he's a bit too macho and I don't know.
Makes me think that the show is just a...
It's fake.
Yeah.
But look, another thing that we need to bring up, because we have been trying to initiate podcast beefs, probably very poorly with some celebrities or if you want to call them celebrities. But I actually reached out. There's a podcast in Newcastle called Two Blokes, One Box. Now, I listened to them. Now, M hasn't. Now, why this is important is I reached out to them because I heard them on their show saying they were having audio problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out and they thought that I was actually going to try and start a podcast beef with them. Now, I wasn't...
I couldn't imagine why they would think such a thing, Louis.
Now, I wasn't going to, but they seem like easy targets. So,
yeah,
Two Blokes, One Box, terrible podcast. It's about two guys. They claim they're straight, but the sexual tension between them is palpable. You can hear them a lot of heavy breathing during like the awkward silences and stuff like that.
Yeah, you think there's something going on behind the mics?
Oh, definitely. Yep. But and they just talk a lot about like sleeping with transvestite from Spali and stuff like that, and drink beer, and they talk. The show I think is a play on Two Blokes One Box because they also review beers.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's a play on Two Blokes One Box being one box of beer.
Yeah.
But also because they like the idea of DP, which is double penetration.
Yeah.
But
don't we all?
It's hard. Well, but this is where it gets weird. Now, for them, they're like two blokes, one box. But surely, if you're going to share a woman with an acquaintance or friend, why would you both go in the same hole? God gave women two holes.
Sometimes a woman might ask for it.
But the thing is, okay, when you a man orgasms inside a woman, it's due to friction, yeah?
Okay, yep.
Let's say the vagina around the penis creates friction,
yep,
causes them to orgasm. If you're both inside the vagina, mm-hmm, half that friction is from another dick.
Okay.
You're pretty much bisexual.
Does that mean you're gay?
Bisexual. Half friction from vagina, half from the other penis.
I thought you're only gay if you receive. That's what I've been told. That's what my brother says.
I think there's a big argument saying if you're giving it, you're definitely liking it. Where if you're taking it, you might be just going along with it, you know? Like an exam.
Anyway,
a rectal exam.
Back to okay. Two Blokes, One Box.
So Two Blokes, One Box. Have a listen if you want. I only listen to them as like a yardstick. So if I feel like I've done a bad episode, then I'll listen to these guys and go, oh, fuck, my episode wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Should
I listen or?
Nah.
Okay.
Shout out, guys. You want a beef? You got one. They were threatening to send dick pics, but I don't think those guys have got a dick together.
Oh, go ahead, guys. I'll send one back.
Both got their dicks and photoshopped them together, there'd still be less than half.
I'll add it to my album.
But,
I'd love it.
Yeah, so there's a bit of a podcast beef. Let's move on.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that anymore.
No. Let's talk about jobs we've had.
Yeah. And your list is rather extensive, as we've probably talked about in the past.
I needed to get a roll of that butcher's paper and roll it on the ground.
Which you probably worked at a butcher before, so you had one.
And I worked at a place that made butcher's paper. No. Yeah. I don't think I have.
Well, now you work at a place that sells paper, so it was fine. Oh,
full circle. Okay, so let's talk about it because there's always a running joke about how many jobs I've had.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start at the beginning.
Yeah.
I think...
Very good place to start, as they say.
Now, I can't remember the... I think the age you were meant to be used to be 15 and 9 months.
14, 9 months. Yeah.
Before you could get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dad wanted me to get a job early. Just to get financially so I would leave him alone.
To get you out of the house.
Yeah. Now, he went and told me to lie about my age. So, my first job...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So, my first job, I lied and said that I was 14 and 9 months old.
Tried to ship you off to the war or something.
It's a tough time.
Iraq will make you grow up, boy.
I was only 15. Yeah. No, so I went for this job at Crazy Prices. They no longer exist. It was a cheap discount store.
Crazy Prices?
Yeah, with a cockatoo was their mascot. I went in there, got the job. I worked with some girls who were a bit older than me at school. They eventually told the owners that I had lied about my age. They thought I was doing it to get more money. And I was like, no, I just didn't think I'd get a job otherwise.
Mm.
They kept me on because I was outstanding.
Mm.
Mopper, sweeper. A lot of sexual harassment coming at a young boy, actually.
Really?
A lot of sweeping and like middle to older ladies coming up going, oh, when you finish there, you should come back to my house. Hashtag me too.
Did you?
Yeah, all the time. I fucked so many old ladies in that job. No, I'd always just do. I mean, I wish I had good comebacks, but it was always just like, oh, yeah. And I just keep mopping.
Is this a place where the undies incident happened?
No. So what happened, Crazy Prices closed down and all the staff not including me, all the management was moved to GoLoan, which was another pretty much the same shop, just bigger. And they went, hey, Lewis, you can get a job over here if you want. I'm like, perfect. That's where the underpant incident happened, where I stole some underpants off the hook.
Right.
But talking about Crazy Prices, there was a stock room separate to the store. I used to go in there now and again and hide in there eating Cadbury cream eggs because no one else would come in there. There was boxes and boxes of Cadbury cream eggs.
Do some stock take.
Don't take the stock. Go low, similar thing. Steal underpants. Sometimes steal celebration chocolates if there's little things on the on display. Not a whole lot happened. More sexual harassment from female patrons.
Double standards.
And that was a couple of years.
Yep.
Then my first job that I actually wanted, I turned 18. It was year 12 and I got a job at a local bottle shop.
Mm.
Now, that was fun. I said we weren't going to talk about poo, but there was actually was one night after
a party. No, this is fine. It's organic.
It's organic. One night after, so I was at the bottle shop. It was just a little local bottle shop, you know, just a couple of aisles and lots of locals and people trying to pay with coffee machines instead of cash because they had no cash on them. But
trying to pay with what?
Oh, there was this family that came in. They always didn't have enough money. Now, if anyone who's ever worked in, like, I'm sure small towns and especially with, like, liquor and stuff like that, people will always try to, oh, I haven't got enough money. So they'd come in, they'd be like, hey, they'd put some port there, some Coke, some beers, some whatever, bourbon. And then they'd pull them and they'd be short $15. Oh, can we put on the tab? Like, no, there's no tab. My boss made it very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd be like, oh, I might, we have to put something back. But they just, it didn't. And then they'd be like, well, I've got a coffee machine at home. What if I give you that? And I'm like, well, no.
Okay, I thought you said pay with a coffee machine. I just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, what if I pay? I'll give you this coffee machine. It's worth 50. I'm like, no, just. And then they brought it in. And I'm like, no, I'm not interested. And then they would try to sell to people coming in and out of the shop. So, but also an incident that happened. It was actually after a party at your old place at Vic Street.
Yeah.
I had to start. It was an early shift. I must have been pretty dusty. I got there, quickly opened up, and I was...
Shit escalated at Vic Street.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I must have drove there because it was just around the corner, actually. And dying to go to the bathroom once I got there. Number two, of course. Opened up the roller.
Apparently number one at the same time.
We have to, legally. When I've opened up the roller door at the front. That was the only entrance to the shop, roller door. Opened it up, closed it till there was only about 30 centimetres gap still open. Ran to the end of the back toilet thinking, it's fine. I'll only be 5 minutes. I'll do my poo. No, it's fine. For some fucking reason, the baker, I'm in the back doing a shit and I hear the roller door get flung up.
I just imagine something like that woman from The Ring like crawling underneath.
She would have been disgusted with the smell in there. She would have gone back. But he's whipped up the roller door going, you all right in here? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, fine. In the toilet. Oh, okay.
He probably smelt the smell and thought there was a dead body.
But like, you wonder why people get funny about pooing in public in that. When stuff like this happens. All right, I'll do a poo. No one will bother me. I'll put the roller door down. Nah, the next one neighbor whips the roller up, yells into the shop. And then leaves the roll door open. So suddenly, I've got to finish this shit or the fucking place is going to get robbed. So that was Sam at Bottle Shop. I also got in trouble for drinking Gatorades and not paying for them. Blamed it on another guy. Actually, I blamed it on another guy. It was actually Scott Kirkman's dad that I worked for. Talked to him about that another time.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, I worked there for probably 12 months because I did so well at high school. Stayed there after high school finished. Was a bit directionless. Still directionless, actually. But eventually I was like, my stepdad had told me I could work with him.
Yeah.
Now, my stepdad and my mum and stepdad own a kitchen place called Romo's Homemaker Center. They do kitchens and bathrooms. But he's a bit of a wheeler and dealer. He's got tiles going and it'll
have something out of timber. Is he paying you for this?
Well, he was. He's like, yep, you can work for me.
No, I mean for this advertising right now.
I'll just take money out of his pocket later.
Okay.
He got me on to work. Now, the first day we actually went traveling, him, this other bloke and me, and out like four-hour trip away, and I helped them move some stuff, and that was all right. The bloke that was with us was a bit odd. He was talking about how when he would buy prawns, fresh cooked prawns from the shops, he would boil them again to put the flavour back in them.
That makes sense.
And this was, I saw him, it's like
coming from a vegetarian as well.
But 15 years ago, I saw him sitting there going, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Boiling them again to put the flavour back in them? I'm like, what flavour of what? Boiled water? But either way, first day went all right. Second day, actually went back to his shop.
Whoa. Second I thought day, that was going in a different direction then.
Second day, mall of the station. No, second day at his actual like building.
Yep.
Now, Romo is the sort of guy who just sort of does whatever he feels like at the time, which is great for him. But when I'm there like trying to go, what do? Mm-hmm. He'd just be in and out and I'd have no idea what's going on. Mm. He actually
You need direction.
I do.
Yes.
He left and the lady came in asking about a sink. And look, I don't want to get Romany's financial dramas or taxation issues, so I won't go too much into how it went. She said, how much is this sink? I had no idea. Rang up Romo. Gave me two prices, depending on how she paid for it. Blah, blah. It's really crooked. But eventually she went, I'm going to go get cash out.
One of them involved going back to someone's house?
If you put my penis in your mouth, it'll be cheaper. It's bartering. It's a barter system.
Yeah, fair enough.
But she went to get some cash. Yeah. And I said, no worries. So she's come back and it was $180. And she goes, I've got $200. I'm like, right, change. Found a change drawer. Go to the change drawer. I pull it, the change drawer. Yes. Now, most change drawers, if anyone's ever dealt with them, you open it up, there's all different spots for coins and notes.
Thanks, now, Larry.
They should all have a catch on the back, so when you pull it out, it doesn't literally just fucking fall out of the and onto the ground. Romo's didn't. I literally grabbed it, pulled it, the whole thing came out of its housing, fell on the ground. Worst thing, the only money in there was about 55-cent coins. Not even joking, just 5-cent coins. I'm like, I had $20 in my wallet. I paid her. Just wonder, Romo, what happened. And then later that day, Romo asked me to pack some timber a particular way. Mm-hmm. He said, pack that timber exactly like that pile over there. I went, mm-hmm. No worries. Was doing it exactly that way. Now, He leaves. He mm-hmm. comes back. He goes, what are you doing? Mm. I didn't. You meant to wrap it. I went, Romo, I'll do it exactly how you told me to do it.
Yeah.
That's why you should never fucking work with family. We started getting angry at each other. I said, you're a hypocrite. He said, he's a boss. He can do what I want.
I killed him.
I said, just give me my $20. I'm done. And I left. So that was 2 days.
2 days. That's it.
We actually got along all right. It was just working for him was a nightmare.
I don't think I've ever heard a story where you and Romo have got along.
No, we do get along. But they're not fun stories. No one, imagine that story. Hey, Em, me and Romo had a beer together. It's good afternoon. Anything happen? Nah, just a good interaction.
But from you and Sam and Miles.
But all the funny.
No one has ever.
They're funny stories.
The three of us went out and played golf. No, four of us that. Went out and played golf and it was a good day.
Three of us. One of us got left at home. Yeah. Miles didn't come. Okay, so after that awkward time, I went to work at Pizza Hut. So this is me working Pizza Hut. So I'd finished high school. Dad was just going around telling everyone. Dad started calling me SpongeBob SquarePants at this stage. Why? Oh, because he reckons that all I do during the day is sit home and watch Nickelodeon.
Oh, I thought because you were sponging off him.
Oh, I think it was a bit of both. Either way. So I'll go get a job at Pizza Hut. Did some delivery work. That's where that lady knocked the pizza out of my hand.
Oh, yeah.
And fucked it.
So how old are you now? Still 18, 19?
Yeah, 18, 27. 19. 18, 19. It's a good time delivering pizzas. Nothing too exciting happened there. No real. I was hoping I'd get some sexual. Like,
yeah.
But nothing. Nothing at all.
No.
Nothing that exciting. Then moved on to. See, this is all very early. Like, I'm only like 19 at this stage.
Your resume is really. Do you still put all this on your resume?
I've actually learned resume should be smaller rather than bigger. That's apparently people don't want to have to take 2 hours to read a resume. But I make it like real jobs, and then I just write 2006 back several jobs. Don't
SpongeBob.
That's my SpongeBob time. So I went to work at Dan Murphy's, massive bottle shop. And I worked there for, that was my, I went permanent part-time there and that wasn't too bad working there. I mean, there probably was some funny stories there, but nothing comes to mind. But so that was another bottle shop.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I got my first full-time job, designer space.
What was that?
Oh, it was like a place that made kitchens. Romo hooked me up.
Oh.
I don't know. He must have given me a good reference.
Where in here did you go to uni?
That's coming.
Oh, sorry.
Designer space.
I don't know if you just completely skipped it all.
I actually worked with a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh.
They weren't allowed to... One, someone suggested as a team bonding thing, we should go and play paintball.
Mm.
And they went, no, we can't, because that's an act of war. And we're like, right. So we couldn't play paintball.
Oh,
Jehovah's
right.
Witnesses. Apart from that, I mean, I almost died on MDF dust and stuff like that. That was a pretty shitty job. Blackwoods, similar one. It was like a storm and work, nothing that exciting. Then uni.
Right.
Uni and TAFE.
Did you do full-time?
Yeah, I did full-time uni. I did work at the same time as well, did part-time work. So uni, as I've talked about, I did nursing, mm-hmm. which Em's doing right now. Yeah, killed that lady.
Yep.
What
did you do part-time work when you're at uni?
Well, this is coming.
Oh, sorry.
Woolworths. Seafood section. Used to eat a lot of the oysters out the back when I was working at Woolworths.
Have you ever had a job where you haven't fucked over the workplace in some way?
And what the best, what you'd also do, if my friends would come and they'd be like, hey, Louis, like, what, and I'd hook us up. So I'd wrap, you know, half a kilo of smoked salmon, but I would label it as seafood extender. So they'd pay, you know, $5 or $40 worth of salmon.
Yes.
Probably. I mean, if this is, I don't think you can incriminate yourself, can you?
Yeah.
You can. Okay, good. A little bit of... I don't think
you can incriminate yourself.
That was when I had to take my eyebrow... I had an eyebrow piercing and an ear piercing. Had to take those out to work there. That was frustrating. My ear one never got good again.
Yeah, your eyebrow one would have got great again.
I eventually quit there because I hated all... There was some fucking idiot managers there.
Yeah.
Quit there, went back to pizza. But I went to a different pizza this time. I remember I was there
Did you ever work at the All You Can Eat Pizza Hut?
Yeah, at Green Hills, yeah. Yeah, that was the first time I went through. And it was really weird. Like, drivers would only get paid per delivery, not per hour, when I first did it.
That can't be legal.
Yeah, paid like $4.10 a delivery or something
what?
Like that.
What?
Yeah, it was fucking stupid. And then, so you'd be sitting there waiting for delivery, and they'd be like, can one of you drivers do this? And you'd be like, we're getting paid for it? No? It's like, well, no, I'm not fucking... And then, but the worst thing there was like every night, they're like one of the drivers would have to stay back and get paid for 15 minutes of work to vacuum the restaurant. I remember we was doing my induction there and they were talking about rules about the place and blah, 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 blah. And they said, now you can never open the back door to people after dark. And
sounds like a metaphor.
Well, for you maybe, which you ignore.
Constantly.
But then they're like, and why don't we open the back door after dark? And I went, vampires.
It's a lot of garlic used here, though. But, you should be right.
So second pizza job. I remember I quit mid-shift because I got a nosebleed and I just never came back.
That is... I'm not even surprised by that statement at all.
I was like, oh, I don't need any more work. I'll get a job soon.
That's it.
So, because remember with uni, I stopped doing uni and I went to do
got a nosebleed. So I quit mid-tutorial.
Oh, I just quit, let alone. Yeah, so I was doing nursing uni, hated that, went to TAFE, did real estate.
It's a natural progression, actually, nursing to real estate.
Before I got into Woolworths, I did write this down. I did get a job at BP. So I went there. I did a single shift where they explained everything to me and then they sent out the roster and I was rostered on for my friend Lisa Cricket, it's now Lisa Crichton, on her 21st birthday and I just quit. I told her I had another job. What was weird though, a few weeks later my brother got the job but they never put it together that I was the one to quit and then he got the job. Okay, so real estate. Real estate, interesting time.
Can't believe
time.
My family gave you a job.
Oh, that's right. Hope I don't get a nosebleed. Okay, so real
Riley
estate.
Riley out.
Real estate. I had some interesting times in real estate. Met some good people. Generally, the people I worked with were pretty good. A couple of funny incidents. There was an older, larger guy working there, and he was sitting at the computer, and the receptionist came and went, oh, Jim, there's someone at the front counter for you. And he stood up, and his pants just fell right down. Just dropped to the ground.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. He just stood up and went, oh, and it was like, Jim. This
did
is
he,
the same
did
guy.
Did he acknowledge this?
Yeah, he pulled his pants back
continue
up.
Continue on. He was like,
oh, this is the same guy. And I'm sure this is wood for germaphobes. People would hate this idea. Dave would be, he was a boss, and he would like replace the, like the towels in the washrooms and stuff like that because it's a family run business. Now, I went to use one of the bathrooms, use a male toilet.
Mm.
And it was one of those situations where you open a door, there's a sink, you open a door again, there's a toilet. Now, I've opened the first door and there's Jim. He is cleaning up his piss that he's missed the toilet bowl with the hand with the hand towel. And I'm like, fuck. And I was like, okay, I don't want to dob on him, but I don't think Dave will want to clean his hands with the piss rag that's been dragged around.
And you can't unsee that.
No, so I just went, oh, Dave.
At least it wasn't the teacher.
I'm not trying to... Yuck. I said, look, not trying to dob Jim in, but I saw him cleaning his piss up with the hand towel. Dave's like, oh, God damn it. Like it was a running problem. I actually, you know what? Here's an interesting story from real estate. This is interesting, not so much funny. But I got a house on the market. I didn't get a lot. A lot of people didn't trust me. I'm not sure it was because of my age or just because I'm not trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
A young couple, they were probably just early 20s, and she was very standoffish, especially with him. And he was he was friendly and trying to talk to her, but she didn't seem interested. Eventually, he went on the market. I didn't really see him again. I realized that she was just living there. And she started talking, and she's like, yeah, we had to sell it because of this incident with the police. And I was like, I need to fucking hear what happened here. And I was like, oh, can I ask what happened? I was like, so curious. And he was actually caught masturbating in front of what he thought were 12 and 13-year-old girls online.
What?
Yeah. But what was fucked for her, this all happened well before they even married and bought the house, but they had to like build a case against him and stuff like that.
Fuck.
Yeah. So that's a funny story for no one. But that's an interesting story. So, and apart from that, I don't know if I should talk about this. There was an incident of
that thing that you just talked about?
No, there's something else with an ex. Well, this is...
I think I know what you're about to talk about.
Well, okay, so...
Because I think Yeah.
Okay, so I had an ex. I won't bring her up. Bring up a name. But she actually... We broke up and she appeared topless in the back of a picture magazine.
Yep.
Now, this was while I was at Real Estate, or not long after I'd finished there. And if anyone's seen the Homegirls section of Picture or People magazine, whatever they are, they're usually pretty amateur photography, and then the girls will have little stats about them and questions they've answered and stuff like that. But it'll be their name, but right next to name was always like a silly fact about them.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be like, in your case, Emily, you know, farts and burps erotically. In her case, it said, I won't use the name, it said, Casey, chubby chaser. And I was like, fuck. eventually got out that, now, she had asked me. She told me she was going to go on there, and she said, can I talk about you? And I said, yeah, I'll deny everything. She then told everyone we slept together at an open house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know what an open house is?
Yes.
It's where you just go, hey, this house is open for viewing from the public for between 10 and 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I did not sleep with her at an open house. That is asking for people to walk in on a real estate agent having sex with someone at an open house.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just leave it at that. I didn't sleep with her at an open house.
Okay, Louis.
I don't want to ruin anything. No, not at an open house. No more questions.
Okay, Louis.
Excuse me. Then I did some work in the mining industry.
Did you?
Yeah, fairly boring.
Is that where the black lung came from?
Mm-hmm. Black lung, got it bad. working for a company called Ground Search and then Borehole Wireline. Ground Search was a good family company. I worked there for probably 4 or 5 years. Maybe 4 years, 3 to 4 years. Long time.
Somebody did the fly-in, fly-out work?
No, that's when the next place did the same thing but worked out there. Then I did fly-in, fly-out. Nothing too exciting there. Then I was a garbage man, which a lot of people don't know.
Oh, yeah, you were too.
Yep. So, nothing too exciting there either.
No? I thought they'd get some interesting stories.
Oh, nothing that comes off the top of my head. I was furious all the fucking time and dirty and grubby.
You're going to be tired.
Why?
Don't you have to get up really early?
Oh, I wasn't like the curbside garbage man. Mm. I was the more upmarket garbage man from industrial and commercial garbage bins. Oh, okay. The really big one. I was a high flyer of the garbage man world. car sales after that for a few years. Natural progression. A lot of garbage men eventually owned car sales.
Yes.
Look, the car industry is interesting. Anyone ever wants some hints or tips buying vehicles, give me a yell.
I took advantage of that.
Yeah, and we'd keep looking at Peugeots if I didn't tell her stop looking at fucking Peugeots. and then eventually...
My first car was a Saab. It was, once again, a natural progression.
As I told Em, I'm like, Saab doesn't even exist anymore.
Great cars.
And then working for now, I don't know if I should use their name. Could hinder the situation.
Maybe.
Working for a family business doing stationery.
Yep.
Sales and stationery. So they're all my jobs.
What's next?
I don't know. Line tamer.
Well...
Professional poon hound.
We'll head up to the Gold Coast with Mike and we'll see where things go.
What about your jobs?
Well, my list is nowhere near as extensive as yours.
But I'm a traveller.
My first ever job was at Henny Penny.
Henny Penny, for people that aren't from Newcastle, is like a shit version of Red Rooster. Which
because Red Rooster is so amazing.
It's not bad nowadays. Henny Penny is the shittest food.
Yeah.
I went there probably 6 months back with Megan. We got something and we both said then and there after eating it, we are never going to Henny Penny ever again. It's pure shit.
There's a good reason why I don't eat meat.
And was the one who used to have to go and catch the chickens and bite their heads off.
Sometimes. I think I told you this, but sometimes the chicken would come in with the feathers still attached to it. It was...
All the feathers?
Some of them.
Who wants a feather burger?
You're on plucking duty today.
So what else apart from...
Then I went... Penny? It was a... one. This is a good progression. I went from there to a place down in East Maitland called the Chicken Spot.
Oh, that was like the more like family-owned...
The local one.
Yep.
I worked in a shoe shop for a while. They sold clothes and shoes just in East Maitland as well.
Mm.
And then I worked for, I did photography for a few years when I left school.
So really?
Yeah. I worked for like the school photography company. They took portraits.
Your photos are terrible though.
Okay.
Okay.
I had some sub-published.
That hurt.
I worked for like the school photography company, took photos at schools and at like sporting events and stuff like that.
Em used to just take photos of herself naked and send them to Picture Magazine every week. Every week she was in the back of Picture Magazine. I'm a photographer and a model.
And then I worked for a scuba diving company for a few years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I went from there to, I studied vet nursing while I was there.
Yeah.
And worked.
And then you worked for a vet.
Worked for a vet and now I'm...
Putting dog poo in your pockets and yelling at cats.
Yep.
Right.
Now I'm studying human nursing and...
I think it's just called nursing.
No, it's...
What are you studying at uni? Human nursing.
Well, that is actually what I say. It's what people in the vet nursing industry say.
No, human nursing. Okay. Well, there you go. There's a bit of information on us.
So mine goes nowhere near as long as yours.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I have no interesting stories about any of that, I don't think.
The thing is, if I sat there and sort of went through in more detail, I could probably think of some more interesting stories. Like, I do remember Dan Murphy's, like, smashing, like, a whole trolley full of grog.
Mm.
Also, a whole carton of beer and stuff like that. But usually more depressing stuff.
When I worked at Henny Penny, I actually worked with some really funny young guys and they used to like go around of a weekend collecting all the, you know, those little solar garden lights from people's front yards?
Oh, the solar powered garden lights, yeah.
And then they found out where I lived one night and my mum woke me up one morning when I was like 15 or 16 years old. Mum's like, Em, I think your mates have been around. I woke up in the morning and there was like 70 of those solar garden lights on the front lawn of my yard at Vic Street.
And then you got charged. Please come around.
Mum's like, get them around the back. Get them around the back now.
Okay. So let's talk about homeschooling.
Mm.
Now, it's just something that came up. I've got a friend whose daughter was getting homeschooled because she was having some dramas at regular school. And I just happened to mention, he said, how are you guys going? I said, oh, good, I'm homeschooling Megan at the moment, which I accidentally sent to you out of context. So Em just got a message from me saying, I'm homeschooling Megan at the moment.
The thing is, when you sent me that message, it was completely normal. Like, it was just like, okay, cool. It didn't seem out of context at all.
Okay, guys, I think that ding ding noise probably just came out very clearly.
You reckon?
I think it did. Just ignore that ding ding. We can't go over and delete it. But okay, homeschooling kids, they miss out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's always that running joke, like, it's great if you're at school and you've got a crush on a teacher, that's fine. But if you have a crush on your homeschool teacher, big problem.
And I brought this up with my housemates this morning, actually, because one of them is actually a primary school teacher. And they pretty much said that homeschooling...
anti-vax.
And homeschooling is the equivalent of anti-vax.
The thing is, I also have a problem. Like, teachers often... like, what, teachers do 3 or 4 years of study and then... it's like, then you've got these people like, nah, I can do this.
I don't understand how it's legal.
Apparently they get tested with standard tests and stuff like that. But surely, I feel like also the social side of things, kids are going to be weird if they're not around other kids.
Yeah, that's what my housemate was saying. She's like, if you want them to be socially like...
fucking useless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on, why
are you homeschooling Megan? What was that about?
I just don't think she got enough schooling when she was back at school today.
Oh, okay.
Was it
the trampolining? Is that it?
Megan, we all had different sports. We all played different sports growing up as children. And for some reason, Megan did trampolining. She was part of a team called
the
Sprinters.
That was even an option for any of us.
Yeah, I know. That's sort of so weird. Like, is she at netball, soccer, football,
I don't think
tennis?
Trampolining even came onto my radar.
And I'm like, could you flip? But they're not... oh, she'll be really upset now. I'm like, could you flip? She's like, oh, sort of. I'm like, well, what else did you do? Just bounce up and down for hours.
Sorry, Megan.
So, sort of on that side of... homeschooling and anti-vax is forced sterilization.
Yep.
Forced is probably the wrong word. I sent you an article the other day of about this lady in the US who is paying women $300 to become sterilized so they can never have children again.
Yep.
Now, it's an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's sort of hard. Now, I was thinking like, M's like, it doesn't seem fair, it's not perfect, and I do agree. And I'm like, well, why don't we give more money? But then just more people would do it, and there'd be a lot of overdoses. In saying that, if you're going to give up your ability to have birth for money, you probably shouldn't be having babies anyway.
Yeah, but they're off their faces.
Yeah.
They're not in their right minds to be making those kind of choices.
Like having a baby.
Yeah. It's all a catch 22 though.
It is a little bit, isn't it?
I don't know. The whole thing just made me feel weird.
What if it was blokes they were sterilizing? You should have immediately said, I have the same opinion. Fuck agendas. You should have immediately said, no, it's the same. But you're like, oh, I don't mind blokes getting sterilized.
No, yeah.
Because men are scum.
No, it's the same.
No, it's the same. It's exactly the same. Now, would you...
I feel like guys can have it undone though, but women can't.
I think it's both. I think you can get your tubes tied or snipped. I think it's both. Oh, actually, I don't know with women.
Yeah, I don't think women can have it undone.
I think you
men...
just get cork and they put it in your fallopian tubes and then they pull the cork out later and then you can have babies again. I have very little understanding of women's reproductive system.
Stop saying the word cork.
Oh, that's a word you don't like? So at least say fallopian.
Just imagine someone putting a cork up my vagina.
Is that from the Philippines? Your fallopian? Look, it's an interesting idea. I think, as I said, it's sort of hard. M's came up with a solution. There should be a way where you can be sterilized and you get paid for it, but it's reversible.
Yeah.
And to get unsterilized, you've got to prove that you're sober. And, you know, maybe haven't had an incident with drugs for 2 years or something like
yep.
that.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
So we are going to
But we can't rely on women taking the pill.
No, that's right. So what we're going to do for the show is we're actually going to get M sterilized and see if she can stay off drugs for a couple of years, which will probably be a no. But she really wanted $300 for drugs.
It's like a bag of coke these days.
It is. Imagine that. Putting that in terms. Do you want a baby or a bag of coke? And him's going, coke, idiot.
Jesus.
Baby, yuck. Talk about overstaying welcome. Now, why we thought about this is when we had the beef with Mike.
Yeah.
And then he sent me the message. He was like, hey, come to the Gold Coast and we'll do the podcast. I'm like, I fucking should.
Yes.
I should just rock up the Gold Coast and be like, hey, man, I'm here for the podcast. I'm crashing on your lounge, right?
Okay, so what I'm
and here's M.
Yeah. So what I'm picturing is he opens the door, but only opens it halfway, and then you're standing there. And you're like, I'm here for the podcast.
Push my way in,
and then but then he goes, oh, okay then, and then like the door opens all the way up, and then there's me standing there too,
with your little bag of coke.
Yeah.
How'd you get that? Oh, prefer not to say.
But
can't have babies.
So.
But sorry, like overstaying welcome and stuff like that. So that made me think about that. Well, there's one time that I really remember where it was a friend's, I think it was his 18th or 21st, Peter Fletcher from back in the day. Now, a lot of people stayed at his house the night. I woke up and everyone had gone. I was on my own upstairs on this bed. I just slept. So I wasn't being comfortable. I must have slept like 9 o'clock. Like, put all my clothes back on, walk downstairs, and the family's just, like, there watching TV. And me and Pete weren't super close, and I did not know his mum and dad. I'm like, oh, thanks for having us, guys. I'll catch you later. And I could just imagine them. I'm snoring up there, and they're just like, when the fuck is this bloke going to go, Pete? Who is he? Oh, a guy from school. Why is he still here? And this was, like, as I said, this was, I think, 18th or 21st, I can't remember, like, a long time ago. Yeah. And I still remember how awkward I felt coming down those stairs.
They probably had, like, a family day organized, but they didn't want to leave you in the house in case you just stole something.
So they locked the house up and I was in there.
Have you ever had someone overstay their welcome in your... Oh, I don't want to bring that up, actually, because you're probably going to talk about me.
No, you're not too bad. I mean, I can only deal with you about 5 or 10 minutes at a time. I let you stay for the podcast and I very quickly shoo you out.
We actually do the podcast in 5 or 10 minute increments.
I always just tell him, place is getting fumigated. And he's like, no, you must have a lot of bugs getting fumigated all the time. No, so now, have you ever overstayed your welcome knowingly or accidentally? Or has anyone ever overstayed their welcome with you?
I think I've talked about it before. It was like on one of the first couple of episodes where the guy went to work the next day. It was like years and years ago. And the guy went to work like the next day. And then I had no idea where I was. And I had to literally get someone to come.
Oh, you got another Tinder guy to come pick you up.
Yeah.
But he was all... But what time was this when you woke up?
It was probably about, 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, you've overstayed at that stage. If he's left, he's probably a decent guy if he's like, hey, hang about.
Yeah, but then he kept calling me the next day and being like, where did you go? Like, he thought I'd still be there when he got home from work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ugh. Like, I think he wanted me to overstay sort of thing.
Oh, really?
And I was just like,
he was just keen on you.
Yeah.
Couldn't imagine anything worse than coming back from work and you were there.
I know.
Farting and burping.
But the thing was...
Where's all my coffee and food gone? Well, you told me to...
But it was like a disgusting house. Like I.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't even want to
say if it was heaps nicer than your place. Just going.
I'm
gonna hang out today.
I didn't even want to shower there. That's how disgusting it was. Yeah, I just wanted to get the fuck out of there.
But still, you overstayed your welcome.
I just slept. Fuck. I didn't even mean to. I didn't even want to be inside the house anymore.
There was one situation. Now I'm sure a lot of people out there can agree that it is hard getting used to sleeping next to someone.
Mm.
So I think some people do it without a problem. Someone like yourself who does it so regularly probably doesn't have any issue with sleeping next to someone. Oh, sorry. That was a real...
You're an asshole.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
First the photos. Okay, so now, so it's hard. Now, I had a girl stay over. Now, I did know her. It's not like it was a one-night stand. We weren't dating, but this is in the snake pit period. And... She had stayed the night and I had not got a wink of sleep all night. I just was not that stage where... But she was sleeping, I wasn't.
Mm.
It got to about 8 o'clock and I was like, hey. And she was still fucking out of it. I'm like, I need to go to sleep. And I eventually woke her up and I was like, hey, do you mind... She only lived like 5-10 minutes away by drive. I said, hey, would you mind heading off? I haven't like slept all night so I can get a few hours sleep. And she's like, ugh. And fucking ignored me. and like roll back over to go back to sleep. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I wasn't expecting that reaction. Someone asks you to leave the house, you usually go, oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And remember, it's like I didn't kick her out like straight, you know.
Yeah.
I let her stay the night. I was trying to not be a prick. And I'm like, hey.
So wait, it was 8 o'clock at night.
No, in the morning.
In the morning, okay.
Yeah. Now, I understand if I'd have just said, hey, get out.
Yeah.
I could understand that's a bit rough. But
did you just start putting her clothes on for her?
All the wrong way.
Just like doing up her shoes.
on the opposite feet. But she wouldn't get out. I was like, hey, you know, ask nicely. Rolled over. No, I'm just tired. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't like slept all night. I need a few hours. Wouldn't. I was eventually going, get out.
Really?
Go home. I was
screaming at her.
About that level. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I have not slept all night. Can you please just head off so I can get some sleep? And it was eventually I had to like tell her to leave the house. Was I in the wrong?
How many glasses of water did you throw on her face?
I find it easier rather than throwing multiple glasses of water.
To piss on her.
Big jug and just let it slowly go gloop, gloop, gloop all over her. No, but like, am I in the wrong there?
No, I don't think so. If you ask someone nicely to leave.
Yeah,
and you've let her stay. I find it awkward when you, if a girl goes over there and then they straight away, they're like, fuck off.
Yeah, and that's, I didn't want it to be anything like that. I wasn't going to be like a sort of a creep in that stage, like, yeah. Hey, we've done the deed, get out.
Yeah.
And I said I did know her. It wasn't like I just met her at a pub. I'd met her a few times, stuff like that. She obviously knew me enough to come round and say the night. I just couldn't believe when I was like, can you please leave? She's like, no.
Yeah, that's fucked.
But yeah, okay, great. I'm good. I'm glad you're on my side.
As long as, like, were there other people in the house questioning you? Like, whoa.
Everyone's like, oh, Louis screaming at people to leave again. Got to stop sleeping with these homeless women, I guess.
I guess that, like, we were talking earlier about too, that kind of overstaying your welcome or having someone else to a wedding, that plus one thing to a wedding.
Yeah.
When you haven't actually been asked to have someone else to a wedding. Did you have any issues with that at your wedding?
A little bit, actually. Huh. So some of my people I work with at my old work.
Yeah.
Now, I said to I couldn't invite everyone. Like, it was a sort of a, I got the job after I'd already proposed to Megan, and I think we'd actually started already arranging the wedding and stuff like that. And I said, okay, guys, so I can invite, say, 8. And I said, but unfortunately, I can't do partners. Most people were like really understanding, and they're like, no, that's fine. And but some people got really funny about it. And I'm like, well, look, I've only known you guys, say, like 12 months. I also don't know your partners at all. I can't have that many people there. One guy just didn't come. His partner wouldn't let him come because she wasn't invited.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. But I think that was more, they're not together now. I think that was more because she didn't trust him without her there and stuff like that. But my cousin did it at my brother's wedding. My brother sent out an invite just to him, and he just wrote plus one on it and said, I'm ringing this chick.
Really?
And brought his new girlfriend, yeah.
I had a friend, and I have one of my friends that I used to work with, and her and a partner are married and have been married for a while and been together for a long time.
Yeah.
And they're friends with this other couple, and only he got invited to their wedding.
But they know both of them? Yeah. Well. Oh, look.
I would have been pissed off.
No, but I don't. If there's only inviting one of you, there's a reason.
They only invited all the guys.
Yeah, but there's either a reason. Either the numbers are tight or they don't like you. Either way, don't come. Either way, if you turn up when you're not invited, it's a drama. I said, after having a wedding, numbers can be tight. You've got to, there's so many people that you want to invite and then you can't. And that's when it sucks, when people don't turn up.
This is why I really do not like the politics around weddings and everything.
There's only politics when the married couple, there's no politics as long as they do exactly what they want.
Yeah.
Then you can't, as long as family's not getting involved, going, I want them to come, and oh, they're your family. No, wedding, whoever's doing the wedding, they are allowed to do whatever they want. And you know what? Because there's
money.
People. Yeah, money. I had people come to my wedding and then they were like, oh, Louis, sorry not invited to our wedding. It was just a numbers thing. I'm like, that's fine. And you know what? You can be really close with someone for 3 or 4 years and then you may not see them for another 2 or 3 years and then you fall out a little bit and then you're not on the first on the list and stuff like that. Friends of mine, I bring it up all the time. Once at a party quite drunkenly, I didn't get invited to their wedding. And Emily and John Osmond. And I really rub it in. I'm like, yeah, no, I wasn't invited to that wedding. And like, I apparently got drunk one night and just kept bringing it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. One of those like, you didn't invite me to your wedding, but said it 10 times. talking about getting married, is it okay? Actually, it is okay to have preferences. We're going to talk about preferences in your partner. It's okay to have preferences.
Physical or?
Everything.
Okay.
But when does it?
Well, yeah, that's what having a partner is.
Okay, but then there's a level. Okay. You're allowed to like brunettes, yes?
Yeah.
And or blondes?
Yeah.
I like Jewish girls. Is that all right?
Is Megan Jewish?
No. Just what I'm saying though. I don't actually look. Now I've got to be careful. I don't want to say, no, I don't like Jewish girls. I hate Jewish girls.
Because it can be one extreme or the other.
This is what I
now
mean.
Now it's going to be a kink.
Yeah, yeah. Or kink or some sort of hatred. Yeah. You know what I mean? When is it allowed? When can
I know
you
someone else that has a hatred of Jewish girls. Fuck.
Oh. Adolf Hitler.
Yes,
this is what I mean. When can you go, well, no, I like brunettes and she's a blonde. I like girls that are thinner and she's bigger.
Mm.
You know, I like girls that are tall versus short. They all seem to be all right. But if you're like, I only date Asian girls, well, that's getting weird.
Yeah.
But
I'm finding that the older I get, the less the physical...
The less guys want me.
That too.
The older I get, the lower my standards are.
No. Okay, so no, this is actually true, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The older I get, the lower my standards should be. Sorry, the older I get.
What?
The older I
get. Em's trying to explain this. Is digging the hole. No, no, no. Let me clear this up.
Wait.
The older I get, the uglier the guys are and the sadder I am after that happens.
The older I get, the older I get, technically, the lower my standards should be because I should be like, I should be happy with anything.
Right? I think your standards change though. I think it goes from very physical, what you want physically.
Yes.
And then there'll always probably be elements of that. But I think also as you get older, you're less worried about what other people think of your partner. So you start going, I don't care if they're bigger or smaller or older or whatever. But then you're also, other things will jump in, like it's a lot more about personality and values and morals and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's pretty much. So I
Or if they're Thai.
Yeah.
I just love Thai girls. No, I don't. I don't know. I keep saying I love girls, Thai girls or Jew girls, but I can't then say, well, I don't. All women are great.
Because one extreme is bad, but the other extreme is also bad.
But that's what I mean. Where is that line? It's a bloke. If you hear
somewhere
me
between
go,
Australia and Thailand.
As a bloke, you hear me going, love brunettes. You're fine with that?
Yep.
I say I like girls who are shorter than me. Is that all right?
Yeah.
I say I love girls who've got big boobs. Is that all right?
Yeah, but would you date a girl that's taller than you with small boobs? Have you ever dated a girl that's taller than you?
Not actually like been in a relationship with, no.
I went on a date with a guy a while ago that was shorter than me and I just couldn't do it.
Physically?
Well, that too. I was only a date, but
look. I don't mind that. At least you gave it a go, but there's still a physical attraction thing.
And that's the thing. He even said to me before we met, he's like, by the way, just letting you know that you're probably going to be taller than me. Like, he was upfront with it before we even met. And I was like, you know what? I don't even care. But then after we went on a date, I was like, you know what? I do care.
Yeah, and I don't think that's bad. I think it gets a bit weird when girls are like, I can understand girls going, I prefer guys that are taller than me.
Mm.
I think it gets weird when they're like, they have to be taller than me, but also 6'5". I think that gets funny. You know what I mean? Because I'm 5'10", which is internationally average.
Internationally.
I'm tall in India.
I'm exactly average for a height for a woman. It's 5'6".
Yeah, right. And I think Megan's a little bit taller than you again.
Yeah. So anyone that's the same height as me or taller, I'm fine with.
I think with really tall girls, though, I think you've just got to hope for the best. Because the thing is, but just say you were a girl and you were 6 foot five. Mm. Do you want to go out with a bloke who's 6 foot ten?
No.
I mean, a couple of freaks. You know what I mean?
Imagine the children.
Imagine the, you'd have to get a bus. Like, you couldn't fit in regular cars.
Yeah.
Imagine the children. So, I guess...
Think of the children.
Okay, so preferences are okay as long as you don't, like, insist on very particular preferences.
Yeah.
I think that's where the fine... I think where there's a line, there's a big old grey area there.
Yeah.
Okay, we have been talking about... Wait, what are you going
to
say?
Oh, no, I'm just trying to think of... I like guys... I don't like guys that are, like, really big and like go to the gym too much, and like I actually don't like that kind of
look. I know, and I think that's another thing. If 10 years ago you sort of attracted to people who you're told you should be attracted to,
yeah, I probably would have gone for that 10 years ago.
I think as you get older you're sort of going, well, I don't really like that. I don't mind if they're a bit pudgy or if they're balding or if they're but I prefer them to have this personality and not this in their life and blah blah blah.
Love a good beard though.
I love a really I was just gonna be creepy about hairy vaginas, but then
well, you've said it now.
No, but it was a joke, but then it just reflects badly on Megan. Let's talk about, okay, we've been talking about your farting and burping a couple of times in this episode.
My burping.
You do fart, but your farting's quite regular. But your burping, have you got one in there at the moment you can show the listeners?
No, I can't burp on cue. Yeah. I'm not a freak.
But the thing is, when M does burp, it's very powerful and loud. It's like it's almost thunderish.
I have a problem.
Yeah.
I do. Like I have ulcers and I have...
No. I love this. I don't disagree that you have some sort of gut problem that causes you to burp.
Yeah.
But you then choose how to burp. Because people can cover their mouth and go, but you're just like, now your housemate's sick of it. With me, it still shocks me when I hear it.
So I was reading out these topics earlier to Jesse and Jeff was like, you're burping. Because we're talking about double standards with men and women.
Yeah.
And he every time I burp, he's shocked and appalled.
It's that loud though. Like, even if a guy, you know what? I'll say this. I don't mind burping. Usually when people burping though, it's after a few drinks at the pub, whatever, you don't even think about it. You're burping. We'll just be sitting there just about to record and you just let one out with my headphones on and everything. And you're like, oh. And now it's just like... I just sort of wince my face and go, oh, it's a burp.
But I can't do it on cue.
Yeah, I know. It just can't. But you can decide how loud it is. You're making out like, well, I can't decide. And then you like open your mouth as wide as you can and just go, which you can decide how to burp. But there is double standards.
Louis, you're not helping my situation.
What? With how you decide to burp?
With me being a...
That's like
eligible bachelor.
That's not my situation. That's like me going, I have stomach problems. That's why I have a flatulence issue. But every time I fart, I pull my pants down, spread my bum cheeks and fart and go, no, it's a flatulence problem. It's like, yeah, you may have a flatulence problem. You don't have to pull your pants down and spread your bum cheeks to fart, though. Oh, I can't get a girlfriend. It's because of my flatulence problem. No, it's because you're a fucking weirdo. Put that microphone back in front of you. We're a team. it was funny. I remember I fight in front of Megan all the time.
I know, you are disgusting when it comes to farting.
It's usually when I'm lying on my stomach after dinner and
you're always lying
TV.
On your stomach. You're and always lying on your stomach like a 6 year old and you fart.
So I had a bad back a few years back and it makes my back feel better. But I've got a habit now whenever I fight, I look at Megan and go, Megan. She's so used to it now. I'm trying to train her to think that she's farting. But it was funny.
You need a clicker trainer.
Years back when we were first going out, like she had never farted in front of me. And I was farting in front of a date too, you know what I mean? And then I was like, you can do it. Like it doesn't bother me.
Mm.
Nothing. And then she farted in front of me once. Mm. I'm not sure if she's ever done it again. But she farted in front of me and had a laugh. I went, you dirty bitch.
You know, Daniel and I were together for 3.5 years and we never farted in front of each other.
Yeah, that's fucked.
He farted. He farted once accidentally when he was laughing, and he got so embarrassed.
Oh, that's not a way to live.
I think I did it once when I was sleeping.
But you burped in front of him, yeah?
Yeah, God, yeah.
I prefer to hear you fart than burp. You do really? Both here. I much prefer the sound of your farts. At least, but fart smell. So you're like you're a double-edged sword. You're a double threat. Instead of being able to sing and dance, you fart and burp. So, guys, M is single, remember. Don't know how. Don't know for how long.
Forever.
But there is double standards. Now, I'm saying this, there is double standards. M seems to disregard all those standards and just do whatever she wants. But I think guys are more... It is one of those things. If we had a whole group of people in here, guys would fight, you'd have a laugh.
I'm
a girl farts and people go, oh.
That was you're adorable.
Right. You're right there. Yeah. Who do you think you are?
I never knew that when we started this podcast, it would mean giving up all sense of privacy to my life.
Mm. There's still lots of stuff we haven't talked about.
What?
Which I can. No, wait. She's looking at me like, what? No. You know what? Let's leave it at that. Let's see some topics for next week.
Okay.
Thanks again for listening, guys. Hopefully you enjoy the episode. Oh, you know what? If there's anyone out there who is any good with... we want to create like an intro, sort of like a mix of music and some of our funnier little quotes and maybe some music to...
So it shouldn't take long.
No. Just M burping on repeat. And then maybe some little snippets of music to go in between like segments and stuff like that. If anyone out there can do it or knows someone who can, give us a yell. We'd love to work with someone out there. Obviously, we can pay you. We're not going to ask for free stuff. But I'd love to work with someone who knows the show so they can sort of direct us in which way to go. Mm-hmm. Or if you know someone, you know, just give us a shout out and contact us. Thanks again for the people who are contacting us via Facebook and Instagram and
shout out to Scott Kirkman for all your help this week, mate.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Scott's slowly leading up to something like
yeah, that it's going to be epic.
Yeah, could destroy the show. But yeah, and once again, don't listen to Two Blokes, One Box. Bad podcast, bad guys. I think
I will continue to not listen.
I don't want to spread any rumors, but I think that they are actually criminals.
Oh, really?
Probably.
Probably?
Yeah. Really bad stuff too.
Okay.
I don't want to even say it.
Okay, yep.
So they'll really enjoy this.
let me know.
Big fans of the show. Thanks for listening, guys.
Let me know what they
say. So, yeah, once again, enjoy your weekend and we will catch you...
next week.
Next week.
Bye. Bye.